Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God chose to send 10 plagues on Egypt to show them his mighty hand. Some of those plagues affected his own people. And for a time, he plagued his own people along with those who did not believe in him. But in our Old Testament lesson for today, our eyes see what he has done. For he sends the lice. The magicians who had been following after God's signs had done every sign that God had done up to that point. But when the lice come, or the gnats, those nasty little bugs that you can't quite see, but bug you nonetheless, the magicians cannot replicate it. And it is the next plague, the plague of flies, that God delineates between his people and the people who would not follow him. He sends swarms of flies. Flies only going to the houses of Egypt and leaving his own people alone. Our Lord is truly Lord over all of creation. He is even Lord over the flies. And yet, the name Beelzebub or Beelzebul means exactly that. Lord of the flies. Satan has no power unless God allowed for it. Yes, Satan is a dog, and yet he is chained by our Most High God. The devil is real. Demons are real. Possession and oppression are real. These aren't made-up fantasies to scare you when the lights are out. They are real stories. In our gospel lesson from last week, there was a demon-possessed girl, and her mother pleaded to Jesus that he might heal her, and he did. He expelled the demon without even being present, just by his own word. Here Jesus does another exorcism. He exorcises a demon from a mute man, and that man is then able to speak. The devil is still real. Demons are still real, and they will seek you. Think about that. Think about the truth of that. And when that begins to frighten you, turn to Jesus. In our gospel lesson, he was casting out a demon, and it was mute. So it was that when the demon had gone out, that the mute spoke, and the multitudes marveled. At times, I think, even in our modern day, if Jesus were to come and exorcise a demon before people, they wouldn't even care. They'd be watching whatever TikTok video is important to them that day. But the fact is that he is the Lord of our life. He is the Lord of all lives. And he has command over the demonic. He cast them out by the same finger of God with which God sent the plagues. He casts them out. He cast them out of each and every one of us. Our country is faltering. It is becoming increasingly divided, and a house that is divided will fall. Why is our country becoming so divided? Why is our country teetering on destruction? On January 3rd of this year, Representative Emmanuel Cleaver from Missouri, a minister of the United Methodist Church, of which Community United Methodist here in town is a part of, concluded his opening prayer for Congress with the words Amen and a woman. Now, he was mocked for it, but far worse than his proper use of a word that has nothing to do with gender. Remember, amen simply means yes, yes, it shall be so, were his words that came prior to that mockery. He prayed in this public house. He said, give us peace, peace even in this chamber, now and evermore. We ask it in the name of the monotheistic god Brahma, a god known by many names and many different faiths. There is only one God, All other gods are false idols, and false idols are nothing more than demons. Our nation has worshipped demons for quite some time, and it should be no surprise when those demons show up at our doors to afflict us. We had the institutionalized slaughter of unborn children for almost 50 years. That is no less than the worship of Moloch. It is child sacrifice. It is a religious ceremony. And if you don't believe me, I just read recently that the Satanist cult in Texas is suing Texas for the right to practice their religion because their religious ceremony is abortion. That is in our country. Those are the demons that we worship, and maybe not we individually, but that we allow for within our own house, within our own realms. Our culture worships sex and violence. That is hardly different than the worshipers of Baal and Asherah, who would consort with their gods by visiting the temple prostitutes. Mars and Bacchus are adored by the violence and hedonism of our culture, our entertainment. And what do? We sit back and we consume it. If our nation is devoted to such things, can we be surprised when our people have come to embody such things? In contrast to the living God, idols are lifeless and empty. And those who worship them become like them. Those who worship sex and violence get nothing but shame and fear, injustice and death. If you call for demons, they will come. And in case you think I'm being too literal about this, heed the words from St. Paul. What do I imply then? That food offered to idols is anything? Or that an idol is anything? No, I imply that what pagans sacrifice, they offer to demons and not to God. I do not want you to be participants with demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the table of the Lord and the table of demons. Shall we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Yet this is precisely what unbelieving nations do. They provoke the Lord. There is no such thing as neutrality when it comes to the one true God. You can't secularize your society and your schools and claim that it's fine. You are either for him, you are either with him, or you are against him. You either gather with him, or you are scattered. The lesson we must learn from the evil that is coming upon our nation is that we are getting exactly what we deserve. And we have all participated in our nation's sinful decadence in one way or another. We all need to repent. We need to do what the psalmist says and kiss the Son, lest he be angry. Turn back to him and mourn for your sins. Confess it. Flee from it and its destructive end. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. Blessed are all who flee to the King on his holy hill and find absolution and protection in his holy blood. This also means that there is no cause for us to despair. Even if America should fall this very day, we are citizens of a greater kingdom. Our king is not of this world. Our king is higher. His kingdom is not of this world. Our dwelling place for eternity is not of this world. We need to turn from this world and turn instead to Jesus. The same Jesus who cast out demons by his own finger. The same Jesus who casts out our own demons through the waters of holy baptism. The same Jesus who went to the cross to suffer and die for every sin that we have committed, every sin that this nation has committed, every sin that this world has committed. He hung on that cross for every single one of them. Not that we might be free to worship demons, but that we would be free to worship him. Why is it important that we remember our baptism daily, that we come to this house weekly, that we find ourselves in God's word and in prayer every single day with his words on our hearts, on our lips, and in our minds? Jesus tells what happens when a demon is exorcised and you do not put anything in its place. He says, an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places seeking rest, and finding none, he comes and returns. He finds it swept and put in order. That means he finds it with nothing in its place. Then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. What can we do to help from these terrible things? Remember your baptism. Remember that God has claimed each and every one of you, that he knows each and every one of you by name, that he has placed his own name upon you, that he has marked you with the cross of his only begotten Son. Pray. Pray without ceasing, as we talked about last week. Come to this house every single week. It is a world of desolation and darkness out there, and here is the light of Christ. Receive the very body and blood of Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins. And of course, follow Jesus' words at the end of our gospel lesson. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. The church sings. Lord, be our light when worldly darkness veils us. Lord, be our shield when earthly armor fails us. And in the day when hell itself assails us, grant us your peace, Lord. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.